Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about something we started, and I feel I need to continue a little bit in order to help us, because, you know, Sister Glenda was here last week, and she said, you know, the one thing that Norval Hayes said was about Christians, he said, they don't understand who the enemy is and that they've got one. And people are being beat up left, right, and center, not knowing why. Now listen, as a Christian, as a child of God, we are supposed to be victorious in every area, not just salvation. You've got to get past that salvation is the only area where I'm going to win. You've got to be victorious in your finances, in your family, in your children, in your body with healing and health. Victorious. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So now, we started looking last week, gaining vital knowledge for my life. Where do you get your knowledge from? The Bible. You get your knowledge from God and the Word. Because God is the truth. And if you haven't got a plumb line where you're going to get truth from, where are you going to get truth from? You've got to have some place where you actually get truth from. So everyone say the Bible, the Word of God. Now I know you, yeah, I heard you singing. Say the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. Okay. Hosea 4:6. We saw that in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. My people, talking about us, are just Christians here. We're destroyed, well, not me, hopefully not you, for a lack of knowledge. It means knowledge is available, but I have a lack of what's available. You with me? I don't need to spend too much time on this because I taught it out a little bit last week. And he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Well, what does he mean, destroyed? Well, you know Christians are sick. You know Christians are broke. You know Christians getting divorced. You know Christians do all things. Just like the world. What's to make us look different than the world? Christians are supposed to be the ones on top. He says, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Always. Right. 2 Corinthians 2:14. He always causes me to triumph. And if he always causes me, always means always, because that's what always means. It means never not. Amen. So I'm supposed to be victorious, but you don't understand what's attacking me. That's fine. Just overcome it. But you don't know the sickness that I got. Doesn't matter. God knows. And he's taking care of it. So whatever attacks us, we are overcomers. Say, I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. You see, he didn't just leave us as orphans. He came and made us children and family members. And then he gave us authority and power. Can you say amen? And so he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But then he adds to it, because you have rejected knowledge, I'll reject you from being a priest unto me. In other words, I reject the knowledge. It's available, but I reject it. How do I reject the knowledge? I don't learn it. I don't read it. I don't listen. I don't teach myself. I do nothing. I reject knowledge. But that's not rejecting knowledge. It is. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can wrongly divide it and you can rightly divide it. I've heard people wrongly divide the word, and it's not the word of truth. When somebody says God's not healing today, that's not the word of truth. The word of truth is, by my stripes on my back, you are healed. And God is not a respecter of persons. So we become destroyed because we don't know something. It's because of something we do not know that we end up in trouble. Come on. You got to locate yourself. And then he even shows us in 1 Peter 5:8. I'm just touching on that again. 1 Peter 5:8. He says, be sober, be vigilant, be awake, be alert, be on your tippy toes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking someone who came, whom he may devour. So we found out in that scripture alone, just listen to this, in one scripture, listen what you get out of this scripture. God tells you, be sober and be awake. Why? He says you have an adversary or an enemy. He tells you you've got an enemy. He lets you know. Amen? How would you like, you know, if somebody came to your front door and they had a ski mask on and a baseball bat and a knife in his hand and they knocked and you looked through the keyhole, would you open the door?
No.
You'd be nuts if you did. Right? God's giving you a heads up. He's giving you an eye, a little eye hole to look through. He's telling you you've got an adversary. He's called. He even tells you who he is. He says he's the devil. He tells you. There's no guesswork around you. It's not you, my enemy. No, I know who my enemy is. You're not my enemy. You might come against me being used by the enemy, but you're not my enemy. Because my battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this age. You know the stories, right? So you're not my enemy. But he's telling me it's the devil that's the enemy. So he's told us already, stay alert. You got an enemy. He tells you the enemy's name is the devil. And he says he makes a big noise.
Yes.
How does he make a big noise? He goes around, rah! Yeah. Yeah. Now let me tell you, I'm from Africa. When I heard those noises, you would see me disappear. You know, you ain't going to play with a lion, right? And when that lion roars, he puts fear into people. And we spoke about the lion, what he does, but we're not going to go there anyway right now. So he makes a big noise. But let me tell you something. Could what I just heard harm me? That roar, has it come off there and it's beating me up? Can that do anything to me? That's a sound. It's a sound. It can't harm me. It's a sound. Now, words can harm you and sound can harm you if you start speaking, because death and life are out in the power of your tongue. But if the sound comes at me saying that you're going to get sick and I say no by the stripes in his back, I push that sound back. But that actual sound of the devil roaring can't harm you. It's what you do with the roar that can harm you. All right, so we're talking about this. Then it says he imitates the king of the beasts. He tells us all about one scripture. Look at this. I've got 8 points out of one scripture, and there's more. He imitates the king of the beasts, the king of the jungle, the lion, the most fierce of all the animals. He imitates that. He's trying to be someone who he's not. He's trying to, and let me tell you this. You know, in the beginning, in the garden, he was a little serpent. Now over here, he's a lion. In Revelation, he's a dragon. How did he get from a little itty-bitty snake to a dragon? It's by the fear people make him bigger than he is. People think that the devil's that big and God's that big. Really, think about that. And then the Bible tells us he prowls about. He walks about. He pretends to be someone. And then he walks about. And then point number 7, he's searching nonstop. Seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking. He's walking about all day, all night, and he's looking. And then the 8th point is, he's looking for those that he can devour. You heard the scripture, right? He's looking for people that he can devour. So that tells us he can't devour everybody. Because if he's looking for the ones that he can do, there must be the ones that he can't do. So in this case, take your can and put a T on the end. And become one of the can'ts. Amen. Say, he can't harm me. Say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Now listen, the weapons come looming big in your life. We got one right now trying to attack us. But you know what? I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. And let me tell you something. That is the highest form of faith when you're being attacked and you praise God anyway. I'm telling you, because now you're saying, God, I don't care what it is. I know you're for me. Amen. And if he's for you, he can successfully be against you. And then we saw this. The male lion is the one that roars. It's the male, and he chases, and he stands upwind, and the herd that he's interested in is standing over here, and then the female lions are over there on that side. So they kind of got them cornered, and he stands up here. He does that. Now, you hear that. And these animals hear that, and they run straight into the ambush. Know the wiles of the devil. He's imitating a lion, so that's how a lion operates. And then it's a female that does the kill. Now, the male will do a kill, There are times when you will, but it's a female that does the killing. Amen. I've been to Africa. I wrestle them every morning. Okay. The other thing you need to know is the lion, and we showed this last week, he hunts at nighttime. He hunts in the dark, more in the dark than in the day. He will hunt in the day when they're really hungry. Lions will do anything. But normal, he hunts at night. And there are a couple of reasons for that. But he hunts at night, and that tells us that while he's hunting at night, he's looking for people in the dark. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge is the dark. Come on. When you're in the dark, you're that person he can devour because you have a lack of knowledge. Whoa. I tell you what, a lion's a vicious thing, man. I've seen those things in Kruger National Park and other parks. They are big. They're not like this little place down the road, a lion park. It is a lion park. They got merry-go-rounds and swings and all fun over there. It's wonderful. They get fed all the time. These guys are hungry beasts. And they have to kill to survive. There they don't. So they'll come to your window. You don't want a lion in the jungle coming to your window. Because a thin piece of glass, I promise you, oh, Lord Jesus. And so he hunts at night. He hunts in the dark. He's trying to catch people unawares in the dark when they can't see him. He comes running in the dark, and he's always looking for someone. He's always looking for someone. Don't forget that. And you know what he does? He tries to separate an animal from the herd. He always tries to get in between and tries to separate it. Or he tries to look for a weak one or a newborn. He goes for newborn Christians or weak Christians who don't know the Bible. Or Christians that say, oh, well, TBN's my church. Yeah. Well, when you get married, ask a TV to marry you. But seriously, it's okay to be happy in church. But they don't have a clue. He looks for those hurt, weak babies that have been offended, that have moved away from the herd. They're not in that protective place. I've seen lions trying to attack an animal in the herd, and the herd turn on that lion, and they get away. Every one of them, the lion stands there like, what happened? What just happened? I've seen it more than once. You can see it on TV. Watch. He tries to separate you, draw you away. Oh, God, someone will get you out of church because you sat in their seat. You sat in my seat. And they become offended because you sat in the seat they didn't buy. You sat in the seat that they own. Right? And they leave church. That's the ones the devil's looking for, in the dark. Yes. Offended. Yes. Hurting Christians. Yes. That's why you got to let go. Give it to God. Ask him to forgive you. Ask forgiveness for them. Forgive them. Yes. And get back in the light. Yes. You got to be in the light. Yes. Because his word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. When you're walking in the word of God, there ain't no devil in the dark that's going to catch you. So when he comes with his lies about money, his lies about marriage, his lies about health, his lies about anything, you say, no, 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 I've got the light. You work in the dark. You are now one of those he cannot devour. Can you say amen? Amen. So he's looking for the weak and the stragglers and the separated. He tells you to be alert and be awake. Know the wiles of the enemy. He's coming after you whether you like it or not. He'll come with sickness. He'll come with lies and deception. He'll come with financial situations. He'll come with whatever he can. Addictions, he'll bring them. He'll bring anything. He doesn't care. And he'll use anybody. He will use family members. He will use ministers. He will use a pope. Give him the chance.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times best.